East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
Let's start with breaking news from Gauteng. Three people, including a child, have died after a building collapsed in Soweto. Emergency services say the double-story building came down in the Doornkop area early this morning with six people inside. EMS spokesperson Olile Khumalo says three people were rushed to the Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital.
Tragically, three lives were lost during this incident, two women and one minor. EMS would like to extend heartfelt condolences to the families. The incident has since been handed over to authorities for further investigation.
Experts have warned South Africans to exercise caution during the festive season, saying having extra time and money can contribute to harmful and potentially addictive behaviours. Occupational therapists from Netcare Akeso Parktown say that after a year of hard work and stress, many people look forward to rewarding themselves, relaxing and enjoying additional treats during the holidays. Mahlatse Motokhwane says many individuals feel as though they have unlimited time and finances during this period, making it difficult to set and maintain personal limits. He says overindulgence is often driven by loneliness, boredom, impulsivity and attempts to cope with uncomfortable emotions. Motokhwane warns that this sometimes leads to increased substance use, which could lead to risky behavior.
Substances just clouds our judgment. So we might potentially drink and drive and find ourselves in doing risky behaviors, gambling, going into neighborhoods that we are unfamiliar. So we just lack judgment to review our decisions. We just work on an impulse. I see something that I like. I have money. I purchase it.
Ariska Singh says there are strategies for coping with the dangers of impulsivity at this traditionally indulgent time.
Whether it is just getting up at like reasonable time, attending gym or doing some sort of exercise, dedicating time to doing meaningful occupations, spending time with family, going to the park, just doing things to almost keep you in a sense of a routine.
And further afield, Guinea is holding a presidential election with victory all but assured for Mamadi Doumbouya, a general who led the junta that seized power 4 years ago. By running, the 41-year-old is backtracking on a pledge not to stand for office and to hand the country back to civilian rule. All the main opposition leaders have been barred from standing in today's election. Nearly 7 million people are eligible to choose between the 9 approved candidates, including Doumbouya, who's running as an independent candidate. The top story, breaking news this hour, three people, including a child, have died after a building collapsed in Soweto. Find the latest local and international news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanye.